Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we welcome in Jim Donovan, voice of Browns. How are you, Jim?
I am good. Good morning.
Well, I asked the simple question throughout the day, and Browns fans have definitely responded. I know what they think. I'd like to know what you think. Did the referee steal a win from the Browns yesterday?
Well, I'll tell you what, I just really felt that Hyde had gotten to the spot. I really did. And I thought, that really never entered my mind that he was short or that his elbow was down, the way they described it. At the time, I just felt, okay, there it is. They got the first down. It looked like on the run that he got it there, just by the eye. And then it just seemed as though initially they obviously looked at it, they gave him the first down, and then all of a sudden, you get that bad feeling, the way the afternoon had tilted, you get that bad feeling when they start having, the conversation that they're going to take a look at it now. That call comes down, where it comes in the game, how it comes down, the final verdict in the game. It looked as though the Browns had the ball game, as crazy as the game was, and then it basically got taken away from them. It just never seems like, and I know it happened earlier in the game, that a spot like that gets reversed all that much in the NFL. And then the Browns, after that one, turned around against them yesterday. And it turns out that it opened the door for the Raiders to complete a wild comeback.
Jim, I'm as worked into a shoot as anybody. And I know that the refs didn't give up 500-plus yards, and I know that the refs didn't turn it over a bunch of times, but you've seen so many of these games. How many games does a team really just truly 100% deserve to win in the NFL? And at that moment, it's an entertainment business, Jim, and I just think that if you're an upset customer, yeah, you should be upset with the refs as well. It doesn't have to be an either-or situation here.
Oh, I agree with you. It really felt, that whole the replay system, though, it does change some calls that are incorrect, and that's what you hope it is there to do, or it's there to verify a correct call, when it comes down against you like that at that critical point in the game. And on that, really, that hazy of a situation of where the spot is, and then to end up, I think he said, 2 inches short of the spot. I mean, you just go, wow, this is, you just feel like it's, everybody's against you at that particular point in time. I just can't tell you what a bad feeling you get there at the stadium. And I'm sure maybe people experienced it yesterday as you watch that whole thing kind of spin out of control. There's just that moment, and it happened a couple of weeks ago. The most recent other example of it is in New Orleans. There is just that example of, and that feeling that you can just feel the thing slipping away from the Browns. And I think it's just that you have to take control of the game yourself and not leave it up to that kind of a situation to finally get through a ball game and finally get past this point in time where they give away these wins that they just seem to be in control and ready to put the final stamp on, and they're unable to do that. But yeah, the call is very disappointing. You just hate to see the game get so dramatically changed on something like that, that, it looked to the eye that he had it, it then looked to them that he had it, and then they take it away from him.
All right here in the middle of this interview, we have a chance to give away $1,000. Your chance to win $1,000 to the Big Skin Bailout. Code word, Texas code word, affair. Affair, AFFAIR, affair to 72881. Or go to intercomcontest.com and enter the code word affair by the end of the hour. Do not text and drive. Message and data rates do apply. Good luck during the Pigskin Payout and National Contest on Cleveland Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. One more on the refs, just one more. The call of In the Grasp with Derek Carr. Your thoughts when you saw it on the replay, where Carr clearly looked like he fumbled. They barely had pause on him at all, and then they called In the Grasp.
Yeah, again, I mean, it just looked as though, that was going to be the situation that Myles Garrett was going to end up with a great play on that play, and the Browns defense was going to come up with a badly needed turnover at the time, and they were so close on so many of those plays of being able to hit him or get to him just before he got the ball out. And then, you know, again, you're in that period of time where it just seems as though everything just spun the other way. And some of it was your own doing, obviously, with your own fumbles. And then even when you make a play, it seems as though, you know, it went against you. And, yeah, that was very disappointing, too. And, again, it would have taken the game and put it, you know, in your column, and it would have been a stamp on the game that you're going to get the game and you're going to hold on to it, even though it's been a little wobbly there in the late third quarter and fourth quarter. So, again, very, very disappointing. I'm not a big believer in that, you know, people look, you know, I don't know that the Browns get officiated a certain way. I know we feel that way today. And sometimes when you're not a great team, you just don't get the benefit of the doubt in the NFL. You know, I hope that isn't the situation. It feels like the situation this morning, that when you have the, you know, that moniker of being a team that struggles to win, that they just quickly take the game away from you. Whereas if you're a team at the top of the league and those things happen, it seems to bend your way, or they go out of their way to make it bend your way, and you get the benefit of the doubt on things. I mean, I hope that isn't the case. I know today, you know, rightly so, I think people feel that way.
Jim, we've had a lot of people bring it up. Jim Donovan joining us on the show. We've had a lot of people bring it up with us already. Now, Lyman and I said we probably wouldn't. Would you have gone for it? They didn't get that first down on that call. Would you maybe gone for it at your own 18 to get the first down?
For a moment, I thought about that. You know that they, but I saw Hugh immediately wave the punt team out. I mean, I saw the offense look over to him, and then immediately he waved the punt team out, so they were ready to go. You know, for a moment, I thought about it. It's a couple of inches. I mean, you snap the ball, and hopefully you snap it correctly to Mayfield. He gets it, and he kind of, you know, just lowers himself and tries to get it that way. But I understand. I understand what they were doing. I really do. I understand they're going to punt it out of there. They're going to make them, you know, get some yardage and hopefully make a play down at the other end and hold on to the lead and win the game. The other problem was then that, you know, even on that punt, they give up yardage on a return. I mean, that guy, Dwayne Harris, had 98 yards return yardage in the game, and that's just too much. He had like 49 on one big return, but on every return, he was even improving the, you know, the yardage and the field position, and so that was a big problem too. But I understand what they did. I mean, I think they played it the right way, that they punted, got it out of there, and then tried to defend the field that way. But again, they started giving up big chunks of yardage that got them down the field pretty quickly.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, with us on the hotline. I thought we had a pretty good indication of what our defense was after the first 3 weeks of the year. They confused Hall of Famers like Drew Brees, like Ben Roethlisberger. What happened yesterday? 565 yards of total offense they gave up.
Well, I think the first thing that happened, Anthony, that really hurt them was Terrence Mitchell broke his arm. I think when that happened, I think that really was a big blow to them and a big blow to that rebuilt secondary. Because when he left the game at that point, it meant that they had to move around some people. And they had to go with Carey, and they had to go with Gaines, and they had to go with Brian Body Calhoun more than they probably wanted to, and in those particular roles. So that became a problem for them, and it became a really visible problem in the second half because those guys just couldn't cover anybody. And I think that's why Amari Cooper and to some extent Jordy Nelson ended up wide open on some of those plays during the Raiders' furious comeback to get back and get those final drives down into scoring position. That was the first thing. Then the second thing I think was that, you know, I think Marshawn Lynch is one of those backs that when he gets going, you know, he seems to really get into a rhythm, and then the more work that happens, I mean, he starts to really wear on you. And then the big thing was then that at that point in the game where they had the 14-point lead and then started turning the ball over, I think the defense was not only out on the field for long periods of time, but it was such a quick turnaround. I mean, you know, Mayfield fumbled right away after, you know, I think it might have been on first down. He fumbled right away on the first time, and then after that, you know, it was a pretty quick turnaround. Then they get the ball back, and they fumble again, and the offense was not on the field that long at all, and then the defense is right back out there. So I think, really, it began to wear on them that they were out on the field in a long, long period of time. But the secondary became a huge problem, and specifically, I think when Mitchell, you know, broke his arm, that really, you know, exposed something that I think that the Browns were doing a pretty good job of being able to handle, and that was their secondary. That injury was a big injury for them.
I totally agree. Jim, on Baker Mayfield, it was his first career start. It was on the road. Mm-hmm. That crowd seemed very loud, almost like a college atmosphere at times. And I thought he played confident. I thought that the Browns obviously had a lot of confidence in him with some of the plays they called, even at their own peril. He did end up with four turnovers, a lot of drops, not all his fault. What'd you think of the performance?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, for him to come out the way he did right away, and I think he had two drops right away on the first series. I think I'm going to give Higgins one, and I think Landry dropped one on that first possession. Then they come back the next time, and he gets that tip ball. Callaway kind of slipped down, and he overcomes that pick six anyway. And then I thought he was in really good control of the game. I hated the call down on the goal line that time when it was they did that little reverse to Callaway, and they ended up losing a ton of yards. They're down, you know, at the two or at the one. And, boy, to me, you know, I give Carlos Hyde the opportunity once, twice, maybe even three times, and I'm pretty confident he's going to get it in. I thought they got a little bit too fancy at times down there, and in particular on that series, he threw a, you know, he should have hit Landry in the end zone. He missed the throw. That's first down. Second down went to Hyde. Third down, they run that reverse out wide to Callaway, and they end up losing about 7 or 8 yards back to the nine, and they give up points because they kick a field goal instead. But I thought that Mayfield was in really good control of the game, and I thought even when the game spun out of control on them and they had the, you know, they had like a 20-point turnaround in the game and now they're down by six, I thought Mayfield even, you know, showed his toughness and his maturity, which is fast growing, to be able to bring them right back, because you're right. The place was going crazy at that point, and then he hit Callaway on the big play, and they're ready to go. I think he was in there, you know, fighting the whole day. It did not look to me like he shied away or was bashful to the situation. So all of that was good. But now the turnovers are a different story. You know, there are reasons for them, and there were too many of them, and that came back and really hurt them in the game. But I thought he was good. I really do. I think that was a pretty good start for him. And he'll build on that, and they'll build on that with him. I thought I walk away from there disappointed that he didn't win. He was part of the reason why they didn't win. He wasn't the whole reason why they didn't.
Jim, have we reached a point in 4 weeks with all the special teams gaffes and now in coverage yesterday where there needs to be a coaching change? Does it reach that point in 4 weeks?
Boy, there is no excuse for not playing good special teams or playing quality special teams in the NFL, no matter what kind of team you are. You know, there really is no excuse for it. The Browns are a bit scary on special teams right now. They really are, because even in the return game, number one, they're not getting anything out of it. Number two, it's so shaky back there, the decision-making, mostly with Peppers, that you just don't know what he's doing and where he's going. And I don't know at times if he is even certain what he's going to do. And I think he kind of hesitates. And in that end of the game, when you hesitate, you really are lost at that point. But their coverage is a real problem. You know, they're giving up returns. Yesterday, Dwayne Harris really took them to task and made them pay. I don't know about a coaching change, but, boy, I have to tell you something. That's a point in the game, in the kicking game, where you really hold your breath if you're a Browns fan, because they have been so unpredictable and usually not that good on special teams. Now, the putter's good, I think. The young kicker's doing a good job. But the coverage teams and then the penalties on returns are almost a given when a return is over and you look back and there's another flag and you get a block in the back. So I don't care, you know, really what kind of team you are in the NFL, whether you're a really good team, and usually the really good teams are very good in special teams, or you're a team down at the bottom of the league. I don't think there's any excuse that you don't play good special teams. I mean, I think always, even through the years, we may have struggled on defense, and at times we haven't had a good offense, but there have been many years where we have been good on special teams. There is no identifiable player on special teams for the Browns right now. It's not Cribbs, obviously. It's not Johnson Fatamosi, guys like that. It's not Lawrence Vickers. We don't have a guy like that. It's just a bunch of guys that are running around out there and usually running to the wrong place, and they don't tackle. I mean, that's the basic fundamental. They don't get the guy down. So that is a big problem. I agree with you.
Jim Donovan joining us on the show. They're running the place, and they're running the wrong place, and they're not tackling. Basically, is how it is. It's just it is 100% awful, Jim. Duke Johnson gets the ball more, but Nick Chubb only has 3 carries, and 2 of those are great big long touchdowns. How do we get Nick Chubb the ball more after we just got done complaining for 3 weeks about not getting Duke Johnson the ball more? Are they having trouble balancing it out?
I think that I would definitely get Nick Chubb the ball more. I would get him into the game a little bit more. I think early on, I think he had a tough game against the Steelers in the opening game, but it was on blitz pickup more than anything else. I mean, I think that they were worried about him not being able to pick up the blitz or not doing a good enough job on it, and at that point then they said, you know, well, if you can't pick up the blitz or you can't identify it, we're going to get a quarterback scrambled here, so we're not going to play you. But that's changed, you know, and definitely yesterday. I mean, to have 3 carries and hit 2 home run balls with those, with 2 of the carries, I think, you know, it earns you an awful lot. So, yeah, I think that, you know, the other thing, Ken, is that I think Hyde's played very well. And I think that Hyde is another kind of back that just kind of gets into the game. The more carries he gets into the game. He runs hard for them. And he did it against the Jets, and I think to a lot of extent he did it yesterday. But, yeah, I think that you have to identify that you have a young playmaker, and he's got some really good speed. He's got he's really got an extra gear that when he gets out there and he finds a little bit of an opening, he extends that and he makes it into a big play, which he did on both of those runs yesterday. So the balancing part of the thing is, I don't think it's a huge problem. I think it's just a commitment. That, but sometimes it's a good commitment. I mean, it's not like Hyde is not running well and you're not playing Chubb. I just think it's a fact that I think Hyde's playing really well, but you do still have to get Chubb, you know, into the game a little bit more. Sometimes he gets lost in the rotation.
All right, great stuff as always, Jim. We are feeling okay. I know we're down today. We are feeling okay because I think they solved the one problem that they have had a big issues with for the entirety of this radio station being on. And all those games that you have called, I think they found their quarterback. So I think we can take some solace in that.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. I think he is. I think he's going to be very good. Everything about him points to the direction that he is such a fiery competitor. He's talented. He just does not shy away from anything. I think he's going to get better and better. They just have to get past this point, and they have enough talent now to win. They really do. They have enough talent to win. They can play with anybody. Now, they have to get to the point where they just take the game at that point in time, and when it just starts to get a little bit off the railroad track, and they have to be able to win the football game. But I don't think the excuse any longer can be, well, you know what, they just don't have enough talent. They have a sufficient amount of talent to win these games. Now, they just have to get over this you know, awful situation where they put all that work in and they control a game for so long and then the game gets away from them. And they need to, you know, just be able to end that and not lean back on, well, we're a young team and we're developing. I don't think that's applicable here anymore. I think they're good enough to win and they just need to do it themselves. And you get away from this awful feeling of having a game like that slip away out of your hands.
All right, Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, there he is, voice of the Browns. Wait, he stopped short of saying it, but special teams, you have another week like that. There's got to be a change.
That's a turd sandwich.
There's
got to
be a change. All right, we'll tackle that when we come
back.
That is
bad stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.